Apostle Paul, you remember that guy, he was wicked, he was horrible, and the Lord Jesus turned him into a servant of his to give God's word to the nations, God's word to churches, to support and encourage them. And this morning he brings those same words to us. In the gospel, in the letter to the Philippians, the third chapter, beginning at verse 12. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining forward to what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The prize that God has called him heavenward, to keep striving for that prize. And yet in our lives, we can get kind of lost. We can kind of forget. We kind of put his word behind us because God really doesn't know what we're living with, does he? He doesn't know that we can get confused about this life. We can get all entangled in the busyness of the day because we have people to see, places to go, things to do. And in all of those things, we forget about God. We forget that he is the one who created us. He is the one who gave us life. We kind of forget about this sanctuary and where it is and where we are in our Christian life. Sometimes we can be like Charlie Brown. Yes, you know that Charlie Brown in the cartoon. And this was a cartoon long ago. And Charlie was sitting there. He was studying his memory work. And he was reading it over to his friends time and time and time again. And all of a sudden, it was time for him to go to church, to go to Sunday school, to recite that memory work. And he bolted outside the door. And a moment later, he was back inside. And he said, you know, I forgot where the church was. Is that what happens to us? We can get wrapped up in everything that happens to us. And we may even lose a day here and there. Because yesterday or Wednesday we went down to see our daughter, granddaughter, or son-in-law. And I kept thinking yesterday was Friday. It had to be Friday. Because then Saturday I used for preparation for Sunday. But no, it was Saturday. I lost a day. Isn't that what happens to us? Isn't it easy for us to forget about God? Isn't it easy for us to forget about his word? Isn't it easy for us, as we live in this life with all of its trials, all its temptations, all of the tribulations that we go through, that it is easy to forget about God? Forget about his word. It happens. It happens that we just forget about it. Because our eyes have been cloudy and we're out of focus. The world is in a turmoil. People are killing each other. We have the bombing in Israel. We've got a child who is killed by a drive-by in the cities. We have houses being burned and people who were killed found. we're not living in a nice world. And our lives might be not be nice as well. We got a prayer request. We're on the prayer list of Mission Central. So we get prayers often. We got this prayer yesterday about for this couple whose daughter came to live with them. They had a newborn, and we start speculating because they said a very dangerous domestic incident. And so your mind starts flowing, you know, and bad, real bad stuff. But this is the world that we're living in. Our Christianity and our faith can get clouded and kind of dizzy and everything with everything going on. We don't really think that it affects us, but it really does affect us. Our lives can be cloudy. And yet Jesus comes in the midst of our lives to clear up our fogginess, to say, keep your focus. Keep your focus. When I was in high school and I ran cross country the first 2 years I was in high school as a sophomore and a junior, it was interesting how I would view each race. And when I was a junior, well, actually a sophomore, and we went to this one race, and this one guy, he wasn't good enough to run on the varsity, so he was running junior varsity. And he won that race. And because he won that race, he led me. He got a nice leather jacket with the E on it and everything. And, you know, and I looked at him and I said, you know, next year when I start running again, I'm going to win that race so I can letter. And I started out. I started out real fast because the focus was the letterman's jacket. The letter. I was going to get that letter. And guess what? The race was in late October. And it was cold. It had rained. The course is wet. And lo and behold, yes, I was leading the race after about half a quarter of a mile. And all of a sudden, I started going slower and slower and slower. I forgot about the focus. The focus for us is Jesus Christ. The focus for us is eternal life. And Paul says, I have not obtained it yet, but I lay hold of that prize that God is calling me heavenward. I keep striving for it, ever forgetting what is behind me and facing what is in front of me. And keeping my eyes on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's for our lives as well. Because we can get lost in the life that we live. We can get lost in the alarm clock that goes off. We can get lost in getting up and rushing through our daily routine. And we can forget about God. That's why when we go out and exercise, we go out for a walk and I come home, the first thing I do is open up the scriptures. First thing I do is open up this guide that I have. It's got torn pages in it and it's being written in all over because I got this a number of years ago. But gives me a direction to focus on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The first words that I speak when we're walking, when we start out, is thank you, God, for bringing me to the beginning of this new day. And then I would walk in your care and your keeping each moment of my day, always striving, always looking forward to heaven. Now, it used to be, when I first started in my ministry, that I would look forward to these guys who had served the Lord for 40, 45 years, and I hoped and prayed that I would be able to do that. Well, the time has come. I've reached the 40 years plus, And I still look, and I look and I say, you know, God is calling these people home that are my age. I better keep that focus, that heaven focus, and Jesus Christ with the prize that he has called us for. But there's something else in that he trains us looking forward. And he trains us in the scriptures. God comes to us and tells us all about our lives. That yes, we are sinners. We are sinners in thought, word, and deed. And we have turned away from God. And yet God has not turned away from us. He keeps coming to us. Not just as in word, but he keeps coming to us in people. He keeps coming to us in the announcement that our sins are forgiven, that we are given eternal life and forgiveness of sins in Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And he tells us through the Apostle Paul, as he says, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. See, those words are strong. Those words are encouragement. Those words are hope, so that we're able and encouraged to touch the lives of others with the hope that we have been given. The word of eternal life that we have been given, to touch someone else's life so that they may know that Jesus is the Lord and Savior. And as Jesus says, no one can come through me, no one can come through to God but through me, for I am the way, the truth, and the life. This is Jesus telling us that he's the only way to touch someone else's life with those words. Are God using us to show us and others the way? A number of years ago, there was a college cross-country meet. And in this cross-country meet, of course, in college, they go a longer stretch than in high school. This one runner saw the sign to turn, and he turned. But the rest of the body of runners kept going to the left. Well, the runner that turned to the right as he saw the sign won the race. The others came in last because they didn't follow the direction. Jesus is giving us direction in our life. Jesus is giving us his word as direction, as comfort, as guidance for our lives here, lived in his care and keeping. In Christ's holy name, amen.